How is it that the shortest verse in the Bible is also the one that shows how much Jesus connects with us? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Normally, you probably like hanging out with friends who are, you know, positive and having a good time, but when you're going through your own hard time, it's hard to connect with people who aren't in the same space. So it's good to know that Jesus can always connect with you because he's lived a full and fully human life, so he knows what you're going through. Let's get into that with Jesus Wept by Catherine Billingsley. Composed of just two little words, John 11:35 is recognized as the shortest verse in the entire Bible. John simply wrote, "Jesus wept." Because of how short it is, this verse is quite well known among Christians, but have you ever given much thought to its implications? The verses surrounding John 11:35 tell us that Jesus' friend, Lazarus, had died. Now, if you're familiar with this story, you know that Lazarus didn't stay dead. Jesus knew this too. But still, the Bible tells us that Jesus wept. In this moment, we see that both his compassion for the people around him and the tenderness of his humanity brought Jesus himself, the Savior of the world, to tears. Besides making for a touching scene, why does this verse matter? Another passage, Hebrews 4:14 through 15, tells us about a great high priest, the Son of God himself, who can empathize with our weaknesses, to save sinners, being both fully God and fully man. Jesus knows what it's like to be human. He knows what it's like to be tempted, although, unlike us, he never once gave in. He knows what it's like to experience pain. He knows what it's like to cry. And this same Jesus is now our great high priest, the one who intercedes for us, like Romans 8:34 says. Jesus is sinless. But because God loves us, he took all our sins upon himself on the cross. He died for us, and then he rose again, making the way for us to be forgiven and brought near to God. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, we can approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. That's what we read in Hebrews 4:16. We don't have to be ashamed to ask Jesus for help and admit our weakness because he understands. In fact, we can approach him confidently. Whenever we find ourselves on our knees before God, pleading for grace, we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus can truly empathize with our weakness. He, too, wept. So, what are some questions you've got? We can come to Jesus with all our sins and all our struggles because, being human, he fully understands our pain, and being God, he is the only one who can do something about it. What might God be inviting you to bring to his throne of grace today? How could the truth that Jesus empathizes with you give you boldness to approach him? Now, as you and I can read in Hebrews 4:16, "Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read John 11:28 through 36 and Hebrews 4:14 through 16 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, do you have younger siblings who might like something like Unlocked, but made just for them? Well, then if you do, then check out our Keys for Kids devotionals at keysforkids.org. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie and relive your own first verse experience. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.